The Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us Kinui Nedarim K'Nedarim, that if one says a kinui of a neder, it's as effective as if he would have said the neder explicitly. And the Mishnah then says V'Shvuas K'Shvuas, that Kinui Shvuas are also effective. And based on this, says the Ran, that from here we have a raya that one need not say the shem Hashem when he mentions a shvua. Because if the halacha would require one to mention the shem Hashem when he says a shvua, then every shvua has the shem Hashem. And then the shvua in our Mishnah would automatically be effective because he mentioned the Shem Hashem, even if he didn't articulate the Shvua. So the fact that our Mishnah says Kine Shvuas is Kishvuas is a Raya, says the Ran, that a Shvua does not require the Shem Hashem. Another Raya, the Ran says, is because the Gemara Masechta Shvuas says, if somebody says lav lav, if he says the halacha, if he says the word loy twice, it's still considered a valid shvua. Now, if every shvua, says the Ran, requires one to say the Shem Hashem, so as soon as you said loy loy, as soon as you said the Shem Hashem, you already have an effective Shvua. Why does the Gemara have to teach us that by repeating the word Loi, we have an effective Shvua? It must be that a Shvua doesn't require the Shem Hashem. And moreover, says the Ran, we learned in the Gemara on Daf Gimel. The Gemara quotes the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What is Pshat in Kinui Nedarim K'Nedarim? Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Lashon Umayis Ha'Olam. It's no different than saying a neder not in Hebrew, where the halach of course is that the neder is an effective neder. But Rish Lakish's opinion is that why are kinuim effective? Because they're loshen shabodu lahem chachamim. The languages that were composed by Chazal. And what's the reason Chazal saw the need, says Rish Lakish, to compose a new language for Nedarim? Because it's very likely that if somebody's going to make a neder, he's going to say l'Hashem karbon. And if he'll say l'Hashem karbon, he may say the word l'Hashem, and then not complete his statement, and it'll turn out that he was moitzi shem shamayim levatolo. Says the Ran, says Rav Shlokish, therefore Chazal composed a new language where you don't say the word l'Hashem first, and we avoid the problem of being Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolah. Says the Ran, what do we see from here? That the whole concept of Kinuyim, particularly according to Rish Lakish, was instituted to avoid being Moitzi Shem Shemayim. If a Shvua requires Shem Hashem, whether you say with a kinui or in any other way, so what did Chazal accomplish by composing the kinuyim? It must be that Shvua doesn't need the Shem Hashem. There are achroinim that suggest, Rav Naftali Trop and the Devar Yecheskel, Rav Reuven, say that the raya that the Ran brings from our Mishnah is not a compelling raya. Because it could be, they explain, that every shvua indeed does require Shem Hashem. The reason in our Mishnah why the shvua is effective, even though the Shem Hashem was not mentioned, because it's a yad. And a yad doesn't require a Shem Hashem. Because the entire concept, as the Gemara explains later, is yad is only a partial statement and still effective. And similarly, truly, it could be that a shvur requires a Shem Hashem, but here it doesn't require the Shem Hashem because it works as a yad. But the Ran clearly teaches us that a shvur does not require a Shem Hashem. However, the Rishonim ask that the Gemara Masech the Shvuos, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, teaches us by Shvuos Ha'edus that it requires Shem Hashem, because the Gemara learns Gzeir Shava, Ola Ola, from the Parsha of Shvuos Saita. By Parsha Shvuos Saita it says Yitna Escha Oischa La'ola La'Shvua, and from them we see that the Shvua needs a Shem Hashem. So how do we reconcile that Gemara with our Gemara? So Tosfos on our Amud quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ran as well quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, that differentiates between a person who makes a shvur by himself versus somebody who makes a shvur by somebody else being mashbiyah him. Somebody who makes a shvur on his own doesn't need a Shem Hashem. The case where we learn that a shvur requires a Shem Hashem is by the Saita. Now, what is the procedure of a Saita? The procedure of a Saita is that the Kohen makes a swear. Where it's Mushba al pi acherim, there the halacha will be that a Shem is required. And the Divrei Yecheskel explains why is there a difference if somebody makes the shvur themselves versus if they're Mushba al pi acherim. So he explains that if somebody is making the really, as the Ran teaches us, when somebody's making a shvur, a Shem Hashem is not required. But if somebody else is making me make a shvur, so there the person doesn't take it with the same seriousness. And because the person doesn't take it with the same seriousness, so how do we get him to recognize the severity of the shvur? The way we get him to recognize the severity of the shvur is by making him say a Shem Hashem. Similar to what we find in the Gemara in many circumstances, that they used to make a shvur with Nikitas Chafetz. Nikitas Chafetz means that they held a Sefer Torah to give a seriousness to the shvur. Another pshat that he suggests is if somebody makes a shvur on his own, what does that mean? He means that on his own free will, he decided to make a shvur. So if he decided on his own free will to make a shvur, obviously what he's saying is the truth. However, if he's being coerced to make a shvur, there it's not with the same free will, and we need to be concerned that he's not saying the truth. And the only way that we could be certain that he's saying the truth is by making Hashem, is by saying Hashem, Hashem. Derived, differentiates between Shvuas HaEdus and other Shvuas. The only time that the Gemara Masechet Shvuas says that Hashem, Hashem is required is by Shvuas HaEdus, which we said before we learned the Gzeir Shavah of Allah, Allah from Saita. And then there's a Gzeir Shavah that teaches us Shvuas Pikadon has the same halacha as Shvuas HaEdus. But a regular Shvuah, we don't find that the Torah requires Hashem Hashem. Another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is that it's really a machlokes tanaim if Hashem Hashem is required. Another teretz, as we said earlier, is that a Shvuah does require Hashem Hashem, but here the Hashem Hashem is not required because it worked the Torah's Yad. The Ran, however, says that even though the Ran is telling us that Hashem Hashem is not required to make it an effective Shvuah. However, if somebody makes a Shvuah without the Hashem Hashem, the halacha is that he wouldn't be mechuyev malchus or karban. And this that the Ran says that I've said that a Shvuah doesn't require Shem Hashem is only regarding Isser. A Shvuah without a Shem is still considered a Shvuah. But Malchus, Karban, you need to have a Shem Hashem. So now the question is very obvious. If, as we said in our beginning of our Shia, that the Ran goes out of his way to teach us that a Shvuah doesn't require Shem Hashem, so why do we differentiate between the Isser Shvuah and the Malchus and Karban? So, says the Ran, so there's a number of explanations. One explanation is that truly the Ran agrees that a Shvuah requires Shem Hashem. The Shvuah that the Ran is teaching us that is effective even though you didn't say the Shem Hashem is not really a Shvuah. It's a new category. The Mefarshim categorize it as an Oror. In other words, there are two categories. There's a category of something called a Shvuah. A Shvuah needs the Shem Hashem. And there's a category called Oror. Oror doesn't require a Shem Hashem. And the Machna Ephraim takes this a step further. He says, since the Pasuk in the Torah that teaches us the halachas of Shvuos is referring to a situation where a Shem Hashem was mentioned, even though, says the Machna Ephraim, we are now learning that a Shvuah is effective even without the Shem Hashem, it's certainly not on the same level as a Shvuah with the Shem Hashem. So let's say somebody made a Shvuah, and then he made a Shvuah without the Shem Hashem, and then he made a Shvuah with the Shem Hashem, says the Machna Ephraim, to not do what he said in the first Shvuah. Since the second Shvuah, says the Machna Ephraim, is stronger than the first Shvuah, because in the second Shvuah he mentioned the Shem Hashem, and the first Shvuah he didn't mention the Shem Hashem, that's why, says the Machna Ephraim, the second Shvuah would be stronger, and he has to follow one, and these two Shvuahs contradict each other, he'll follow the second one. The curious Sefer disagrees.
And he says that if the Ran is teaching us that a Shvuah is effective without the Shem Hashem, even though the Ran is agreeing that as far as Malkus and Karban, there won't be Malkus and Karban by a Shvuah without the Shem Hashem, but that's not to lessen the level of a Shvuah with a Shem Hashem, and therefore, says a curious Sefer, that all of these surim on the Shvuah will be chal, and therefore it will be considered a full-fledged Shvuah, and therefore if somebody will afterwards make a Shvuah, even with a Shem Hashem, that contradicts the first Shvuah, the second Shvuah will not be effective, because he already has that first Shvuah on him. Rav Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, says a different way of understanding the Ran. He says that the Torah teaches us that there are two types of Shvuahs. There's a Shvuah that has a Shem Hashem, and there's a Shvuah that doesn't have the Shem Hashem. And the Torah tells us that they're both effective Shvuahs, but the Torah also teaches us that they have different halachas. The halacha of a Shvuah with the Shem Hashem is that if somebody violates it, that's chiv karbin or that's chiv malchus. The Shvuah without the Shem Hashem is not that it's less of a Shvuah, but it's a Shvuah that doesn't come with malchus and karbin. As we said earlier, Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between a Shvuah that somebody made on his own versus a Shvuah where somebody else, like by Saita, where the Kohen makes it have a Shvuah. The Ran doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because throughout Halacha, we find that a Shnishba Mipi Atzmai or Mujba Bia Chayrim is the same. So how can the Rabbeinu Tam differentiate? So the simple way that the Achroinim explain the difference is that the Machloikis between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam is a very fundamental question, is how do we look, how is a Mujbar Mipi Acherim effective? Because the person says Amen. And the Machloikas between Ran and Rabbeinu Tam is how do we view someone who says Amen? Do we view someone who's saying Amen as if his mam is saying the Shvuah? That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Ran holds, on the other hand, that as much as saying Amen, the Torah in the Parasha Soita teaches us that it's considered a Shvuah, you can't consider someone who says Amen to be in the same category as someone who expressed a Shvuah himself. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to differentiate between a Mujbar Pi Atzmai versus a Mujbar Mipi Acherim. Someone who explained that the difference is, that a Mujbar Pi Atzmai, a teretz that we've said before, is considered a full-fledged Shvuah. A Mujbar Pi Acherim is considered a Mujbar Pi Acherim is considered only like a Yad. Another way of explaining that the Achroinim suggests, the Sefer Nidri's reason explains, is as follows. The Torah was Mechadish in Parshas Soita, in Parshas Nosai, that a Mujmer Pi Achirim is considered a Shvuah, because that's what happens by a Soita, that the Kohen makes a swear. Says the Nidri's reason, if we're going to model that a mujmer pi acherim is considered a valid shvua, because we're learning from what the Torah teaches us by a saita. It has to be similar to what it is by a saita. And by a saita, the Shem Hashem is mentioned. So the Torah says the Nidri's reason is teaching us that wherever you're mujmer pi acherim, it has to be with a shame. The Chassam Sofer explains to Ben Otam, who differentiates between Mujmer Pei Atzmai and Lepush Bei Cherem, that in Mujmer Pei Atzmai, he has a mind that is making the Shvua that the Torah wants him to make. And therefore, it's as if he said the Shem Hashem. However, somebody who's Mujmer Pei Cherem, so it's not his das, it's not his thinking that is making the effect, the shvua effective. It's only somebody else's thinking. So you can't put somebody else's thinking to the same degree as my own thinking. And therefore, the halacha is that it needs a mujba, it needs a Shem Hashem.